I can remember my first day walking in and feeling very much of an outsider.
Transport House is one of the old bastions of Coventry's trade union scene. The striking structure with its flat roof and yellow bricks was built in 1957 and has seen two prime ministers and Jeremy Corbyn among its hundreds of thousands of members gathered into the main hall. Alan Lewis has seen it in action for almost two decades.
The old Coventry District banner, in a bit of a sad state of repair at the moment, but in its day would have been at the head of any march, either in the city or taken to marches down to London and so on and so forth.
And it's not just a union centre, as having served as part of the local community.
We held our wedding reception in the hall. For me, that was one of the fondest memories.
Unite member Des Quinn talked to us about the building in its heyday.
I remember coming to the meeting, to the building when meetings took place back in the days of the Standard, when there was hundreds of people here. The building was massive, you know, when you were a young child just looking at it, and there was always a sense of, I don't know what the word is, you know, there was a buzz around the place. You know, it was a busy place, there was always something happening, it was an important place, you knew it mattered to people, you know, whatever the thing was, it was a busy building that you could just tell had a historic feel to it.
But at almost 60 years old, Transport House is steadily falling into disrepair. The carpet's up, there's glass on the floor, and there's damp and mould aplenty. It's being replaced by a new university building. The Unite building across the road will have all the accessibility this imposing brick building lacks in the modern age.
Yeah, slightly disappointed to see it going, but I think that's got to be tempered with the view of moving to the future and moving to a better premise.
For everyone who has stepped into the hall, though, there will always be solidarity with the memories.